listening to KOYA 88.1 FM Rosebud, St. Francis.
The station KOYA stands to lose about $200,000 if Congress ultimately approves the rescission. John Miller is the manager for the station in Rosebud. He says the funding reduction would be very detrimental.
For folks in the Rosebud, we serve a purpose of keeping them up to date, passing along, you know, emergency information, passing along pertinent information that helps them in every way and every day. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting funding that we do receive is very, very beneficial in keeping the station on the air. It wouldn't be a good outcome for us.
KILI of Porcupine, KDKO of Lake Andes, and KLND of McLaughlin all stand to lose around $200,000 in CPB grants. South Dakota's lone representative in the U.S. House, Republican Dusty Johnson, voted in favor of rescinding the money. South Dakota Republican U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says he does not want to see funding cut for radio stations in rural areas that rely on public broadcasting, particularly on reservations.
Let's not cut the stuff where we really do need to be able to help folks that are in some rural areas that simply, and on the reservations where they simply don't have other resources available to keep those radios in operation.
Rounds says his rescission decision will be based on whether the package can be amended to allow for funding to continue to reach rural radio stations. The rescission question now heads to the U.S. Senate. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.